Hey there, and welcome back to Unleash Your Metabolic Power, Use Science to Conquer Weight. I'm Patty Palko, the PhD in biology with a passion for empowering women over 45 to succeed in our weight loss journey. This episode is near and dear to my heart because we've all had moments like what I'm about to describe. Cruising along, feeling like we're nailing our goals, and then bam, life just sweeps the rug out from under us. And then we have a bad day or week, and isn't it so easy to feel like we're sliding backward? I've been there. Just this month, my kitty got sick enough that we thought we might have to say goodbye. And then my garbage disposal decided to drop out of the bottom of my kitchen sink, which I didn't even know was possible. My dad had triple bypass surgery and then a four-day-long relentless migraine tagged along. I felt like a mess. I had no time or energy to eat right or hit the gym, and I just kept feeling worse day by day. And it's not just me. My friend Lily has been drowning in takeout food while caring for her sick aunt because that's all Lily could get her to eat. And Christine, a beautiful soul I've been working with, was in a tough spot too. She's been feeling really down on herself because she's been indulging more and having a hard time getting up in the morning to exercise. And it's just that time of year, isn't it? The seasons are changing, the days are getting shorter, and the stress seems to be piling up. We're getting less sun, fewer of those feel-good vibes, and we're all feeling a bit blah. It's so darn hard. It's such a common phenomenon that there's a name for it. It's called autumn anxiety. And then when things get crazy, it's so easy to be hard on ourselves, to focus on where we think we're going wrong. Christine told me she felt like shouting, "Snap out of it!" at herself like Cher did at Nick Cage in Moonstruck. So today we're peeling back the layers on how to handle these tricky times. We'll look into the science to understand our bodies a bit better, and I'll share a simple three-step system to help us bounce back and keep rolling even when life tries to slow us down. So grab your protein shake and let's dive into some real talk and real solutions to stop the slump and get us back on track. Here's to empowering ourselves and embracing the journey one step at a time. All right, let's unpack step one. It's all about getting to the heart of why we're stuck. Knowing the why is our secret weapon, especially when life seems to throw everything it has on us. Now, for the why, we're going to sprinkle in a bit of science, backed by data and evidence, because I know you all appreciate methods that are tried, tested, and true. Do you ever wonder why, when we're all in, making these positive changes, it feels like we're pushing a massive boulder uphill? Well, it all comes down to a pesky thing that we're all too familiar with: stress. Countless studies are hammering this point home. Stress is the sneaky saboteur that's derailing us from our goals. And the primary architect of stress? It's change. It's a bit ironic, isn't it? Life's full of changes, particularly around this season. Every shift, every new routine seems to brew up a coffee pot of stress, pushing our healthy eating and exercise plans to the sidelines. Here's the real kicker. When we start our weight loss journey, we're tweaking our habits, but these changes crank up the stress, freezing us in our tracks. It's like we're stuck in a never-ending hair-pulling loop. So step one is all about wrapping our heads around the idea that dealing with change is inherently tough and stressful, and it's not because we're messing up. It's just a natural part of the process. So now, the million-dollar question is, how do we bust out of this loop? How can we embrace the positive changes without letting that sneaky stress ruin our journey? Hang tight, because we're about to go deep into steps 2 and 3 and unveil the roadmap through this storm of change without letting our goals slip through our fingers. All right, we all know life can be a roller coaster. One minute you're on top of the world hitting those goals, and the next you find yourself swimming in struggle, wondering what happened. I get it. I've lived it, and it can be really, really disheartening, especially when you're giving your all to your weight loss journey. So the first thing I want to say is it's okay. It's okay to have those not so great days or even weeks. It's absolutely normal to feel like you're drowning sometimes. But what makes the difference is how we navigate through those rough patches. What I've learned, both from my own experiences and from walking aside wonderful people like Christine, is the transformative power of being our own best friend during these trying times. And that leads us to step 2, self-compassion. When the world seems to be crumbling around us, we definitely don't need to be our worst critic. Research underscores that women who embrace their positives get their motivation back and meet their goals quicker. So channel that inner friend. If your friend was struggling, you'd shower them with kindness, understanding, and support. So it's time to do the same for ourselves. Christine used this approach to reset. She allowed herself to accept that this is just a phase and it's okay to take a breather. And taking the pressure off herself and giving herself grace made it much easier to bounce back compared to when she would shame herself. A lot of amazing women I've partnered with have found being self-compassionate challenging, though. Being your own cheerleader can feel fake when self-criticism comes so easily. So here's a simpler start to self-compassion. Recognize one thing you've done well today. Now, initially, this might seem tough because we often concentrate on our flaws. But believe me, you're rocking it more than you realize. Many women find it hard initially, but once they start acknowledging their wins, the list just grows longer and longer. So let's start. Close your eyes. Go back over your day. Remember everything step by step and identify one thing you did well today. Maybe you chose to have a salad with lunch, or you parked further away to walk a bit more. Or you kept your cool with that one coworker who knows how to press all your buttons. Whatever it is, acknowledge that win. Now, make this a daily ritual. Every day, pinpoint at least one thing you excelled at. All right, so now that self-compassion's working its magic, we're diving into step 3. Simplify and prioritize. Life's crazy enough, and adding just one more thing can feel like a mountain of stress and overwhelm. So let's get back to basics and declutter that to-do list. Maybe that's picking a quick 15-minute yoga session over an hour workout, or going for an easy and healthy meal like rotisserie chicken instead of some fancy recipe. The goal is to choose actions that keep you moving in the right direction, ones that you're 90% sure you can accomplish. This focused approach is going to reignite your momentum and get you back in the game. And while you're simplifying and focusing on what really matters, don't forget the rule of thirds. It's something Olympic athletes swear by and reminds us that even the pros, with the best coaches and training in the world, have their rough days. Here's the breakdown. 1/3 of the time, you're in the zone. Workouts and meals are just what they should be, making you feel great and showing results. Another third of the time, you're just rolling with it. It's not amazing, but you're maintaining. And the last third, it's a battle. Every step feels like a marathon. The food's bland, your sleep's off, stress is high, and you're wiped. But you still make strides, however small they may be. It's about inching closer to your goals, not breaking records or being perfect. I leaned into simplicity during that tough week when my dad had surgery. With days spent in the hospital, cooking was the last thing on my mind. But tossing some chicken in the oven and making a quick salad, that was manageable. And those migraine days, lifting weights would have been torture. So a short walk with my husband was the way to go. I wasn't at my best, but I was still doing little things each day that aligned with my goals. So take a look at your routine and assess whether it's serving you during these stressful times. And if it's not, that's okay. The key is to adapt, reflect on what's doable, and modify your routine to fit your current situation. In conclusion, my friends, it's all about pacing ourselves, understanding why we hit slumps, thanks stress, embracing self-compassion, and recognizing our wins, no matter how small. Then by tweaking our routines, we keep moving forward, even through the hard times. Remember, every step forward is a victory, especially when the going gets tough. You possess the strength and resilience to tackle these challenges and come out stronger on the other side. So to all my lovely listeners out there, be your own best friend. If you've had one of those weeks, it's okay. We're in this together, navigating the beautiful chaos of life and staying on course towards our goals. And whenever you need an extra dose of support or a guiding hand, I'm here to listen and share more helpful, practical tips to make your journey easier. Because I truly understand the journey you're on. It's not just about losing pounds. It's about waking up every morning, feeling energized and ready to take on the day. It's about looking in the mirror and feeling a surge of confidence, about running around with your kids or grandkids without feeling winded. But it's normal to face challenges. And there might be days when the scale doesn't budge or when old habits creep back in. And that's okay. Together, we can navigate through these obstacles, creating sustainable habits that lead to lasting change. So if you're ready to take the next step on your journey and achieve your dreams, I invite you to reach out, ask questions, and let's start building your healthier, more fulfilled life together. Every episode I create is sparked by the questions I get from listeners and clients just like you. So if there's a burning question on your mind about revitalizing your metabolism in your weight loss journey, or any other topic, don't hesitate to drop me a line. If you found value in this episode, please leave a review. It means so much and helps more wonderful women discover the show. Until next time, keep thriving, keep believing, and remember, every step forward counts. Take care. Bye.